This is a podcast from creativeradio.com.
Carry on abroad. I've just spent 2 weeks in a small, sleepy village that nestles in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada mountain, about 30 minutes from Granada and the mighty Alhambra palaces. So, what has me bragging about my holiday got to do with podcasting? Well, I thought I would set myself a challenge and try and record and publish a podcast whilst away. My first challenge was to find a Wi-Fi spot with some decent bandwidth. My plan was to use a local restaurant, but unfortunately their Telefonica Movistar service wasn't working. Internet providers have been the most complained about companies in Spain for 3 years running. Telefonica Movistar offers a blistering up to 4 megabyte download service and 1 megabyte upload. But today, a fat nothing. It's worth mentioning that if you are planning to continue to podcast when you're away from base in most European cities, you should be able to find reasonable internet services. Places like Granada have fibre optic cable companies, but out in the rural areas, certainly Spain falls well behind even the poultry service found in the UK. No worry, I can use 4G. I looked at the local map and discovered that the nearest town, Madrid, offered 4G. Well, I'm not quite sure where, because all I could find was 3G or nothing. Never mind, let's forget about the task of uploading my audio. I thought I'd get down to the business of recording. I just need somewhere quiet and with a reasonable acoustic sound. Well, if you've ever stayed in a Mediterranean house, you will know that marble floors and wooden or metal shutters at the window make recording a challenging process. What I needed was a quiet, small space with carpet and soft furnishings. The solution was obvious. I took a trip to the underground car park and got in the passenger seat of the hire car, waited for a neighbour to burn rubber driving up the ramp out of the garage, and then with my trusty new iRig Pro with digital interface and iRig Recorder app for iPhone, I made a recording. Horrible to edit, and a lack of an undo button was very frustrating, but I think it sounded pretty good technically. This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. How long should my podcast be? When I created premium podcasts for a major broadcaster, now all I have to do is upload on 3G, and I'm published. Well, I tried for more than 3 hours to upload a small, just over a minute file, and failed miserably. So consoled myself with a vodka that at £4.20 a litre softens the misery that most Spanish face using Movistar.
This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.